USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Deion Patterson, the man accused in the latest mass shooting, is waiving his right to appear in court. Court records show the 24-year-old has been charged with one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault. The former member of the U.S. Coast Guard allegedly opened fire in the waiting room of a medical building, killing one woman and injuring four others. This as a doctor from an Atlanta hospital says the people wounded in yesterday's attack are continuing to improve.
One of them is in stable condition in one of our medical units.
The Senate Armed Services Committee is continuing to hold a hearing regarding the threats to the United States across the globe. Chairman Jack Reed notes the threat China poses to the United States. Democratic Senator from Rhode Island Jack Reed notes the threat China poses to the United States.
The future of our national security is tied to the success of our strategic competition with China. This competition is occurring across every field of national power, military, economic, political, technological, and more, and across every region of the world.
More regional banks falter this morning.
Despite assurances from the Federal Reserve yesterday that the banking system is on solid footing, regional bank stocks have faltered this morning. PacWest, which has been hit hard since regional banks started wavering in March, fell a record 42% after the market opened. Shares of another regional bank, First Horizon, fell 37% after it disclosed this morning its planned $13.4 billion acquisition by TD Bank was called off. TD officials say the deal was scrapped because they were unsure when and if it would get regulatory approval. I'm Lance Pry.
Four leading figures of the Proud Boys were found guilty of seditious conspiracy, the gravest charge brought in connection with the attack on the Capitol. This is USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The war of words continues between the Democrat mayors of big cities and Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. This is over the busing of illegal immigrants away from border cities.
New York and Chicago, they are self-declared sanctuary cities. So you would think they would be asking for me to be busing migrants to their cities.
Both New York City and Chicago are struggling to handle a fraction of the people that the Texas border towns see crossing nearly every day. Abbott continues by saying no one is forcing the illegal immigrants onto buses.
They want to go to New York. They want to go to Chicago and these other cities.
The world's first RSV vaccine is now FDA approved.
The vaccine was developed by pharma giant GSK. The shot is for adults ages 60 and over. A late-stage clinical trial showed the single-dose vaccine lowers the risk of symptoms by 83% and of severe illness by 94%. The CDC still needs to recommend the shot before it's available to the public, and a CDC advisory committee is scheduled to meet in June. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today marks the National Day of Prayer. The observance is designated by Congress and is always held on the first Thursday of May. President Biden is required by law to sign a proclamation each year and encourage all Americans to pray. Earlier this week, Biden said, "We recognize the profound power of prayer, grounded in deep humility and hope." Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.